Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the show. I'm your host, Endgamer, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Yo Blazer.
The pleasure is mine, always.
And we got a bit of a early show this week due to the Thanksgiving holiday. Kind of a short week, not as many matches to talk about. So we're going to try a cool new feature to try to make up for that. And the man who's going to join us and help us out this week is none other than Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Burst through wall.
This should be fun. Kool-Aid was one of our highest rated guests from last season with Ed. Everyone really liked that show he and Chris did together. So let's get right into it, and the match that is just about to start. Something we talked about last week on Bank or Bust, let's get a fresh opinion on it from Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid, what do you think about God of War going up against Tales of Symphonia?
Well, I like God of War to come out on top just because I like to see some anti-JRPG nonsense going on there and just see the board reaction. But I think Tales of Symphonia might have the board vote going on for a while, so the first, 20 minutes might seem kind of odd. I don't know. I'm not looking at the poll right now. But I think over the first 12 hours in that four-way poll with Tales of Symphonia and God of War and GTA and whatever, and Tales of Symphonia lost those first 12 hours. It was a night match, nighttime. So I think God of War might have the advantage in that. But I think it's going to be pretty close, 52-48, that kind of thing.
Yeah, my prediction was just over 52% for God of War. And, you called this one to be pretty close as well. Weren't you in, the 53s or so?
Yeah, I am, I think, right on the boat with you guys. I've got God of War with 53%. I think Exta made a pretty good point last week, or somebody did in stats, that it's hard to imagine God of War being just 2% stronger than Resident Evil 5. So I think it'll do well for itself, pull out the 53% win over a JRPG. That's not too bad in this contest. A lot of people are thinking they're going to be worried about the first 5 or 10 minutes. I'm not that worried because I think the only thing that Board 8 loves more than their, niche, board favorite games are brackets, 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 and God of War has major brackets.
So let's check on the early result. We're now just past the 3-minute mark of this match, and that board vote. Tales of Symphonia has gotten it out to a lead just over 54%.
Let us also clarify that we didn't see the first minute, so we have no idea if Tales of Symphonia surged out to a huge lead or if actually God of War had the early bracket lead, so we got to go back and check on that later.
But right now it looks like our picks may be in trouble, and possibly our battle brackets as well. Did both of you guys take God of War for your battle challenge?
I took God of War in my battle bracket, but I also took Halo 3 over Halo 1 because I'm stupid. So my battle bracket's gone to hell. It's in a fire somewhere. I can't find it anywhere.
It's right next to mine.
All right, there you go. Yeah.
Oh. So, to update the viewers, you're still riding that big zero.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Do you have a big streak heading into this match?
I am riding the zero like a government mule. I'm going to ride it until it keels over and dies. And I'm not sure if I have a big streak. I think I missed something pretty recently. Oh, yeah. I went with Street Fighter 4. Indestructible. Woohoo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You play there.
That's cool. So I think I'm riding, 2 wins now or something? So if I miss this, it's no big deal. It is a statistical impossibility that I will ever bank now for the rest of the contest. I am going to try and ride, a 55-match winning streak or whatever remains.
Banking for losers. We've always said that.
I did think about banking, but then I don't have that big of a streak going, so I said, all the matches after this should be fairly easy picks, so I said, I'll let it ride with God of War. Alright, so we'll check back in 5 minutes, see if that comes back to bite us. Until then, the match from this past week that was probably most interesting was Paper Mario 2 going up against Gears of War, and it won quite easily, managing almost 60% of the vote, and that was a huge shock to the site. Only 29% of brackets site-wide expected Paper Mario to win that. And if you actually go back and look at it historically, there's only been 3 times before this year where the site has been more surprised by a first-round result. It was StarCraft over Halo, Mizno upsetting Chrono earlier this year, and Sub-Zero's big upset of Master Chief are the only 3 times we've had something this big. Kool-Aid, what'd you think? Were you surprised that the board had so little faith in a Mario game?
I think when you just look at it, you say, okay, here's Gears of War, one of the biggest, you know, game series of the past decade here. And you have Paper Mario 2. And, I mean, most people, when they think of Paper Mario 2, they're like, oh, yeah, that's the game Game Informer gave like a 4 out of 10 or some crazy crap like that. So you just say, I haven't heard of Thousand Year Door. I've heard of Gears of War. Everybody loves that. So casuals go for that. We already know casuals already go for Halo and Gears of War and any kind of big contest. And they don't know, you know, that the game fact is actually Nintendo fact and secret. So I'm a little shocked by that, but I'm not totally surprised. It's not, you know, outrageous.
And this is kind of turning the tables on what's been happening to us the rest of the year. Only 29% of the site, but 81% of the board was smart and went with Paper Mario. That's got to feel good, yo. Finally showing them up in a debated match.
Yeah, it seems that we haven't had too many opportunities to kind of laugh at the rest of the site, kind of show them how it's done. So I'm glad we at least got one out of the way. And I think what Kool-Aid said was, you know, pretty accurate. He hit the nail on the head there. Like, Gears has sold millions and millions, and Microsoft churns out millions of dollars into, like, the Gears hype machine. So every time they turn on the TV, they see a Gears of War commercial when that game was coming out. Paper Mario is like a, you know, second or third tier Nintendo series. It's not Mario 64. It's not Mario World. So the casual thought, oh, yeah, this Microsoft game that is so huge, it's like such a huge part of gaming in the past few years, it's going to win. You know, I can't say it's not surprising at all because it is Nintendo facts, yay, woohoo. But, you know, it's not the biggest shock in the world.
Yeah, I guess the surprising thing to me is just the final percentage there. To not only win against a multi-million seller and a multi-million dollar advertising budget, but to win so convincingly. That was fairly close to my pick in the end just because it was definitely trending that way. If you had told me before the contest started that the Thousand Year Door was going to do almost 60% on a big name like that, I probably wouldn't have believed you. And, all right, coming up on the update, as of the 5-minute mark, TOS was just under the 54% margin, but this will be the very telling update.
I think regardless of what happens, everybody should get their favorite Kratos scream ready. Zoom!
Nice result for God of War, chopping way into the percentage. It's got TOS under 51.5 now, and trails by a mere 60 votes. At this point, Kool-Aid, you've got to like God of War's chances after an update like that, don't you think?
Like I said, that board vote. The board vote's been so wacky this year. I mean, we let down Phoenix Wright. I felt so sad after that. I recently got into the series, and I thought you guys would support that.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy about that either. I mean, Phoenix, I'll be honest, I've never played his games, but at least the memes and the music is pretty cool, and the characters are cool. So we abandon Phoenix, and then we back these little 12-year-olds that scream about the designs all day. Oh, the designs are coming.
The designs.
To hell with the designs. What are they, clothes designers? Ares!
The other kind of cool match from this week that didn't actually end up all that cool, a favorite of both of you guys, Street Fighter IV. We thought it was going to have a real chance against Uncharted. A lot of us, in fact, picked it, but it came up a little short. Uncharted posting just over 54% of the vote. Kool-Aid, how disappointed were you that your favorite fighting game could not come through there?
I don't know about being disappointed. I mean, I had Uncharted 2 over Street Fighter 4 this whole time, and I'm actually a pretty big Uncharted 2 fan. That Uncharted 2 picture is actually my picture, but so I guess that's
so it was your fault.
Yeah, I guess. Because that first Uncharted 2 match picture was like a total crapola. Sorry, Ulti, if you're listening to this. But it was like a whole hodgepodge of Uncharted 1 elements. So I emailed Bacon like immediately about to change that picture. You know, thank God we won. Whew.
You're a double agent.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love Ryu, but I love Uncharted 2 also.
Ulti made that awful, crappy, horrible, awful, like puke-inducing first Uncharted picture.
He said he searched for Uncharted 2. He searched for Uncharted. It's like the fourth picture on Google is this picture, this crappy collage of Uncharted 1 elements with an unreadable title.
Ulti's my hero because it's obvious he almost started to lose.
He almost sabotaged it. Yeah.
I don't want Yo-Blazer to be too happy about this. I'm sorry, Lil Yo-Blazer.
It happened, but I mean, Ulti's my hero now because there's no way anybody could make that bad a picture on purpose.
Obviously. I mean, did you see that title? It's totally unreadable.
I couldn't see it.
Exactly.
Anyways, yo, like I was saying, I thought it was a coin flip, and then I took a look at the Oracle, and in the top 25, only you and me and one other guy were actually going with Street Fighter 4.
Really?
And I said, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is the ultimate herd mentality. that the board gets accused of, how could they be so confident in Uncharted 2? So I stuck with it, and I went with Street Fighter, and down went my Oracle. But still, 54% against a, you know, a Game of the Year candidate. You can't be too disappointed with that, can you?
Still a little bit disappointed, and I think in this case that herd mentality actually turned out to be I'm not an idealistic moron mentality. And, whoops. Yeah, I was pretty disappointed because as the contest drew closer and closer and as we saw more and more matches, I was starting to kind of think less of Uncharted 2. I didn't think its performance was very good. I thought being a console exclusive game in this era of multi-platform games was going to hurt it. Like Street Fighter 3, you know, it's on the 360. Uncharted 2 can't say that. And I thought Ryu still on the front page looking so awesome, charging up his ultra. I thought the pick advantage was there. You know, I thought it had all the makings of at least a very, very close match, if not a great shot for Street Fighter to win. So I took it in the battle. I took it in the Oracle. You know, I paid both times. And I give all the credit to Uncharted 2. Think it did a good job, but still disappointing because I would have loved to see that win.
Several other results from this past week are kind of cool. Let's try to cover them in the little segment we call Stars and Turds. So, yo, Blazer, if you want to start us out, who was your big-time star from the past 6 days?
Well, before we get started, let's just clarify that the board has been on an absolute tear predicting these matches. The last 7 Oracle predictions by the board on average have been close to perfect, so it's hard to pick out any games that have overperformed or bombed tremendously relative to the board's expectations. It's kind of a mild week overall, but my big star for the week is actually the game we just talked about, Uncharted 2. It was being heavily doubted. A lot of the top guys in the battle bracket were getting scared, and they banked, I think, after, you know, Uncharted, all of those at-risk points, everything turned into at-risk zero because everybody banked on that one match. And it came through and never really had trouble. It stormed out of the gate, and Street Fighter made some big cuts, but Uncharted was never threatened and, you know, it took a debated match. And I think in this week, that's all you needed, really.
Kool-Aid, where are you going for this one? A star that really impressed you from this last week?
For me, to start around, I have to go with a Wind Waker. I mean, a lot of people were predicting that to be like 60-40, or some people even going like 55-45. I mean, Wind Waker was never in any danger of losing, but they didn't think very highly of it. Like, if Majora Mask somehow was able to fight what a divisional final, they always had Majora Mask going to win. But it got 64% on God of War 2, and we know God of War 2 is probably weaker than the original one, but, I mean, it totally demolished its vote in, so we expected some kind of strength to it. But I guess it's just more proof that Melee SFF the hell out of it, and, you know, Melee 60-40 brawl. Hello, Ulti.
Don't encourage him.
I just want to say that, you know, the poll just updated and God will be coming back right now.
Yeah, another cut.
The only thing that was a little troubling there was Wind Waker was actually out to a huge lead in that one early and lost percentage all day, but still ending up at 64%. Very impressive. My star for this week, one that surprised me, I did not expect it to do so well, Batman Arkham Asylum, just tearing apart Team Fortress 2. This is one that, actually, we didn't talk about it on Banker Bust, but I kind of regretted that, because the way that WRPGs have been looking this year, it seemed like Fable was more and more respectable with every new result we got. And I kept coming back to it saying, you know, Team Fortress 2, how did it hold off such a game that probably has some legit strength? This could be something where Batman could be in trouble, but not even in doubt, putting up nearly 60% there. The coolest thing about that match is another that we did very well on. Only 42% of the site predicted Batman to make the third round, which surprised me. I think the Batman name would be worth more than that, against 78% of the board. So there was another huge win for us, and hopefully something we're going to be seeing more often as we continue on here. Yo, Blazer, what is a game that really dropped the ball in this past week?
The big one is Mario Kart Wii, LOL Wii. It outsold Phoenix Wright, not by a million, not by like 2 million or 3 million, but by 100-1. For every copy Phoenix Wright sold, Mario Kart Wii has 100 copies sold, and probably 500 people playing, because everybody gets their families and, you know, their uncle in France. You can race them! You know, everybody remembers those fantastic commercials. It won the board vote. Like, it was out in the lead, what, within the first minute, if not the first few seconds? And so you would think it would just torch the rest of the way, move up to 57, 58, 59, 60%. but it stayed even at like 53. I think the board expected it around, what was it, like 59, high 50s?
Yep.
So it was the biggest underperformer that we've had since last week, given all the advantages it had. Like, the copy sold and everything, it speaks poorly for all the Wii games not named Brawl or Twilight Princess.
That early vote, we expected Board 8 loves this series, Board 8 loves Phoenix, Board 8's kind of down on the Wii. So when it could only get out to, when it got out to a slim lead, we said, all right, it'll just keep building that advantage all day. And instead, North America was actually pretty strongly for Mario Kart, getting nearly 57% there. But you look everywhere else in the world, and it was just a disaster. 52% in Europe, 62% in Asia, also lost in Australia and South America. So I don't know if the rest of the world has turned against the Wii specifically or just the more casual games in particular, but wow, that was a pretty brutal showing outside the U.S. Kool-Aid, what is your choice for the turd of this past week?
Me personally, I was kind of disappointed in Assassin's Creed 2 percentage against Eco or whatever, however you pronounce that game. Again, I thought 2008 games would be stronger than this, and I know sequels are usually weaker than the original, but Assassin's Creed 2 is different, because Assassin's Creed 2 like takes what, you know, the concept of Assassin's Creed 1, like expanded it times 10. Like, I rarely find anybody who likes Assassin's Creed 1 more than Assassin's Creed 2. And then Assassin's Creed Brotherhood just came out, and if you don't have Adblock, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, like, ads are all over the place. Like, you literally cannot go anywhere in GameFAQ without seeing Assassin's Creed Vote For Me posters all over the place. So, I guess this was Yoblaze calls that art game vote for Ego.
Yeah, man, games are art. Vote.
Pretty disappointing for me. I mean, I know it's not going to be, like, beat Wind Waker or anything like that, especially after that massacre in God of War 2 for a while, but still, it's pretty disappointing performance overall.
The term I'm using now is smart voter facts, and that's what I'm using to mean people saying not just I love this series or I love this brand name, but saying was this game, this specific game, critically acclaimed? Do people talk about it as game of the year, game of the decade? I guess my choice for the ones we haven't mentioned, I was fairly disappointed in Oblivion's final percentage there against Soul Calibur 2. We jokingly talked last week about the Link factor, and after going on for 10 minutes, it turned out Link wasn't even in that match pick. Whoa!
Might have been one of my favorite discussions of the entire season, especially when we found out the truth. I just felt so stupid.
Like,
and I'm supposed
whoops.
To be the Link fanboy. Yeah. I was supposed to pick him out like a crowd of Link imposters, you know? I couldn't even pick him out of the front cover of a game.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous discussion in the first place, and then it was just doubly fun that in the end it didn't matter at all, because it wasn't even Link. But with that being factored in, barely get over 62% against, I don't know, I just don't think the Soul Calibur series means too much, that even within fighting game circles, Street Fighter is obviously hot, Marvel vs. Capcom's coming back, getting a lot of talk, but I don't hear much about Soul Calibur, so I didn't expect it to have that kind of a stronghold. And I think that about does it for these results. One that we were kind of asked to talk about last week and we didn't end up doing was the Okami match against Mega Man 9. That one just finished up a little over 56% there. Yo, was that one you ever had any doubts about, or did you always feel confident that Okami would get the job done with about that percentage?
I always felt confident that Okami would win very easily, but I actually was disappointed in it because my prediction was Okami was 60%. I thought Mega Man 9, you know, went up against a very, very obscure game that a very, very tiny percentage of the voters have played in Demon's Souls, but now it was going up against a legit game, a legit PS2 game, a legit Wii game, that actually did sell, you know, relatively well on both consoles, got a lot of exposure, got a lot of that same kind of respect smart voting. It appeals to that same people that would love Shadow of the Colossus or Eco and realize that, hey, this game is something that even if I might not even have played it, you know, it's probably something I'd enjoy. It's something that should be respected in the industry. So I thought that kind of game would just rout Mega Man 9 because we've seen that these DLC games are just garbage. So I thought a real game would crush Mega Man, even with the Mega Man name. So always knew it would win, but still kind of disappointed with the final effort there.
Now, Kool-Aid, as a big PS3 fan, did you pick Demon's Souls in that first match against Mega Man?
I picked Demon's Souls over Mega Man 9 because my good friend Kamikaze Potato kept hyping it up to me every day.
Dude,
Mega Man 9 is going to like get demolished. Downloadable game sucks. I'm going to get 60-40 by Demon's Souls. I said, all right, KP, you're the man. But he took Demon's Souls over Mega Man 9. I didn't. I didn't go have that much faith in it, so I'm not that silly.
Wait, you mean you took it over Akami?
Yeah, he took over that over Akami, yeah. So I was like, whoops. Yeah, I didn't take it over that. Okay, I'm not that crazy.
That's not like, just crazy. It almost seems like gross. Like dabbling in something you shouldn't be dabbling in.
Like sometimes he makes like a lot of really good like points and stuff, but sometimes like his fanboyism for games kind of takes over like common sense, and it like twists stats until they say, no, look at this, 60% on Mega Man 9. Look at that. I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll take you on that, buddy. Woo!
a common disease within contest stats and discussion I've found.
Oh yeah.
Something that I always laugh when Red Sox comes out with an argument for Chrono. And yes, it twists stats.
I love those.
I love that stuff, man. Yeah. Like, yes, the only way that he comes to these contests is like Chrono Trigger. And like, since Chrono Trigger like fell off a cliff the last year for some particular reason, he got really depressed, and now you have to like, okay, look guys, you see the percentage missing no gun of Sephiroth? That means Chrono is getting closer to Sephiroth every year.
Yeah,
I'm like,
go.
Oh, yeah, all right, man. Whatever you say, Red Sox.
Ever since it happened, ever since Chrono bit the big one, I told myself that if I ever win the Guru again, I'm going to nominate Chrono just for Red Sox.
Yes.
I think he's earned at least that much.
I was definitely impressed with MM9 there. Like Yo was saying, not only did it have the DLC disadvantage, it had brand names not mattering really this year. And it also had Okami with the smart voter facts, game of the year, game of the decade kind of thing, and yet it still hung in there pretty well. So definitely a legitimately a real fan base that sticks behind it. Good work there by Mega Man 9 despite going out. Okay, that's about it for matches from the last round. So now we're going to try something new. It kind of is a combination of our bank or bust segment, and it's called the match pick factor segment. And we're going to start out with the match pick from today's match that's currently going on, TOS against God of War, and we're going to go through the next week of matches and see what we think about these picks. We, of course, are into the second round now, which means we're back to the user-created picks instead of SB just using the box art. Kool-Aid, why don't you get us started? I have a feeling you're going to have a bit of a strong feeling about today's match pick. Do you want to go into that for us?
I mean, I get them a little biased. And, you know, I kind of made the God of War picture.
Golf
you know,
clap,
sorry
yeah.
About that. I'm sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, good
but,
work.
The parallel between these two pictures is just really hilarious to me, like Yoblade the Missionary. Like, you got these big anime goofy-looking kids all, like, mug at the screen, about to have some four kids anime dialogue come out of their mouths. You got Kratos over like, what the hell are these people doing over here? They got blood all over them, these scars and junk. It's just a funny looking picture to me. I mean, it's totally unintentional too. Like I saw KP's picture and I saw Kool-Aid, my picture, sorry. And I said, wow, okay.
Do you smell what the Kool-Aid is cooking?
Yeah, I just thought it a couple of pictures together. I said, wow, it's gonna be a fun match. And so far, looking at the poll results right now, like 20 votes behind Tell Us It's Funny. So I guess we should pay attention to this.
And you said you got this original art. This is from a Kratos comic book. Is that right?
Comes from God of War 3. Has like
breaking news. Kratos Orion has just dropped the lead to the real Kratos.
Nice.
But yeah, I got it from a God of War comic book miniseries they had this year. It was like promotion for God of War 3. It's kind of like a backstory kind of thing. Which I thought was kind of silly. I mean, why'd you have a backstory when you could just play God of War 1? And if you're jumping in God of War 3 without playing the first two games, what the hell are you doing? But yeah, I mean, it's really cool artwork. So I said, yeah, do it. Put on the picture. And I guess, I mean, we had like a toy Kratos match pick before. So
what
if we get a comic book in here too?
Definitely going the extra mile. And yeah, this is one of my favorite match picks we've seen so far. And it's just kind of hard to see what the voters are going to go with. You know, the ultra-violent God of War, but they always love these spiky-haired anime character kind of match picks, always seem to do well.
This is probably my second favorite pick of the new batch. As you guys touched on, the contrast is just hilarious. Like, Kratos is covered in blood. He looks enraged. He's standing in front of a city that you know he just wrecked. It's covered in smoke and fire. And on the other side, you've got these little kids, these brightly colored kids, like wide-eyed and just staring. And it makes you think that they're just staring at him and thinking, like, what the hell is this guy? Not even our final boss looks this intense on, like, a level zero run.
You know, like, they know that they've just dabbled in something they shouldn't have messed with. They know what's going to happen to them. Like, there are no, you know, non-violent or, like, kind of E-rated JRPG catch-alls that's going to save them. They are going to get dismembered. They are going to get disemboweled. They are going to bleed. And I am going to like it.
These guys, with the power of teamwork, we can beat the monster. But Prito's orange, like, he looked like he's kind of checking him out in the picture. Like, hey, that guy. Come on, I had to make one, like, gay joke on here. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Kratos orange. Wishes, you know, he was what the other Kratos is.
Next matchup is one that we were asked to talk about a little bit more. That is Half-Life 2 going up against Grand Theft Auto 3. I personally don't think that this is going to be a result that'll be in question. I would advise everyone to go with Half-Life 2 in their battle brackets. And looking at this match pick, yo, do you see any reason to waver from that thought?
Grand Theft Auto 3 is such a unique case with me, and I hope I'll be able to articulate this, but every time it goes out there, it kind of disappoints me a little bit, because I remember my time in 2001 with Grand Theft Auto 3, and when I put a couple of hundred hours into that game, and I just drove through all of Liberty City and did everything there was to do, and that picture there with, you know, Claude standing by the car, you know, shooting his machine gun with that title, it looks iconic to me. So it looks like, to me anyway, something that I think, oh, this might do well, it might overperform on Gordon, but every time, like, the rest of the site apparently doesn't feel that way. So I'm left with this kind of distancing between me and the rest of the site. And I just don't get it. Like, this game is easily one of the three or four most influential games of the decade. I mean, there is no question about that. So I always think, like, it's going to do a little bit better than it does. Even in round one, when everybody thought it did a good job against Little Big Planet, I was expecting more. You know, I was expecting like 65% rather than 62. So based on everything we've seen over the past couple of years, I'd say it's no cause to worry, and Gordon's going to win. And his picture looks pretty awesome too.
This next match picture really strikes me as funny. It's like you got the entire cast from Melee, all of Nintendo's biggest stars, and it's as if someone stood up to try to fight against them. And then he just took one glance at them, and like an A-bomb went off, and it's just like Terminator 2, you know, the skeleton.
Oh, I love that
grabbing
scene.
Onto the fence. That is what I see happening here to Morrowind, and I just laughed when this match pick came up.
And look at the skeleton expression, like, I'm out of here. I mean, he looks really scared. He looks scared. Like, I wonder, was it your buddy made that joke? Like, yeah, see, this is what Tia looks like now.
Yeah. That was the first thing I thought of when I saw this picture. I was like, okay, I remember the 2004 match when it was Titus, whatever, just staring and smiling at this torrent, this like torrential force of Nintendo characters, this tsunami that was just going to envelop him. And I just immediately thought, like, oh, so that's what's left of him. You know, that's like all that's left of poor Titus after that match. Like, I mean, I look at that picture and you've got everybody in there.
Why would you even pick this picture, man? Why would you go with the skeleton picture, man? It's like, it's tons of really cool looking knights and dragons and shit in Morrowind. And you pick with this?
It was gonna lose anyway, so.
Yeah, might as well go all the way. I think Ulti probably made it so he had more evidence for, oh my god, maybe they're gonna destroy this contest.
Ulti's ruling this contest.
Another sabotage. I love it.
You're doing it, man.
The next match, and this is another one that I gotta give Ulti credit. It's Perfect Dark going up against Call of Duty 4. And I love this PD pick. For those who have not played the game, this is the final boss, the Skadar King, who you fight at the end. Just going with the in-game pick, going with the gameplay, I think is definitely the way to go for Perfect Dark. And I love its chances of looking good in this one. Kool-Aid, were you a big GoldenEye and Perfect Dark guy yourself?
I played the game later for like Xbox Live Arcade, and I loved it. I love this final boss shot. I think this is a great shot. I know Ulti not a big fan of the picture overall, but I think it really represents the game really well. Like, little crazy alien weapon she has. I think it's great. I think it's a lot better than this generic-looking Call of Duty 4 guy over here.
How many times have we seen this same kind of pick, guy with a gun, a sniper, or whatever, in combat gear, just super generic against this really cool PD pick?
I did play Perfect Dark. I don't think I've beaten it because I can't remember this, but there's no other way for me to say this. I have no idea what that Perfect Dark picture is. Like, I have no idea what the hell it is I'm supposed to be looking at. You guys said it's a cool weapon. I have no idea where the weapon ends and the enemy begins, or
it's not that complicated.
If that bluish purple thing on top is the sky or part of the boss or like a part of the weapon, or if those blue fists are like the weapon itself. And
those are guns. Handguns. Alien handguns, thank you.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're alien design. So what is that gigantic, like, these two black rectangles up on top? Is that part of the arena, like top of the arena?
Yeah, what he's doing is he's sitting on his throne. That's a huge stone, like, throne area up there. And then it's within, like, their sacred religious temple.
Okay, now where...
just busted in there and killed all the Skadar guards, and now she's going to kill the king to bring peace to the galaxy.
Just looks like a strange collection of colors and angles that have just kind of joined together. It really doesn't look like a final boss. Like, I've never spent this long examining a match picture before. So whoever made it is onto something. Because I suddenly feel like voting for this for some reason. I don't know. I'm sorry to say, but I think it's probably going to do a lot worse because of this match picture. Because, I mean, I'm a hardcore gamer, and I've actually played part of this game. And I at least know what it is, but at the same time, I have no idea what it is.
I'm perhaps a bit biased, but I give major kudos to Ulti for the bold choice there. Next up.
Oh, Ulti made this too?
Yeah,
Ulti made hefty pictures, man.
Damn, yeah. Ulti.
Like, Zen's not doing pictures anymore. KP barely doing pictures anymore, so Ulti pretty much is bringing the slack.
Next up, we have Fire Emblem going up against Pokemon, and Fire Emblem bringing out the Dragon Factor. The Dragon Factor and the huge RPG sword factor, but going up against two legendary Pokemon. Kool-Aid, are you a big Pokemon guy? Can you talk us through what's going on in this match pick?
My history with Pokemon starts at Red, Blue, Yellow, and then it ends at Red, Blue, Yellow. So I just look at these two guys on the left here. I'm like, who the hell are these angular, deviant art looking, whatever. I'm going to vote for the guy with the big sword and the dragon. Thank you very much. That's basically my opinion on this. I have no affiliation for either of these games right now. There's Pokemon, which I played about 10 years old, and at Fire Emblem, I played when I was like 14, and then one of my heroes died. I said, wait, he doesn't revive? Screw this game. So I'll stop playing it. But I'm voting for the guy with the big dragon. Look at that guy. He's awesome.
Yo, what do you think here? Do those Pokemon impress you, or do they just look ridiculous like they do to me?
They do not impress me in the slightest. And it's not because of bias or anything, but because I will remind you guys, remember the Lucario match from a couple years ago where Lucario bombed so hard and he had Brawl. Lucario had Brawl and bombed so hard, and I think these new Pokemon, these brand new Pokemon, like these two and Lucario, and really anything after the Gold, Silver, Crystal, and maybe even the Gold, Silver, Crystal stuff should be included. Maybe those won't be terribly strong either, but anything, it just takes a nosedive, the popularity in Pokemon. So I don't think it's going to do that well. I think Pokemon, to really crush, it might need something like a Pikachu or a Blastoise or a Charizard up there, something that instantly triggers those old nostalgic pangs in the hearts of voters, not these two guys. I don't even know what they are. So yeah, I'll be voting for Fire Emblem. I still expect to see the easy win for Pokemon, but I doubt it's going to crush Fire Emblem.
Heading up to the next match, and wow, talk about the Nintendo fanbase power. Brawl with pretty much every recognizable Nintendo face going up against, I have no idea what's supposed to be happening over there, with VC on the left.
looks like a tank.
Some kind of a weird
main character, guys, and that's some guy charging the battle. And it's like Valkyrie Chronicles, yeah. If you play the Nintendo character, like, oh shit, never mind. Turn around, guys. This is
for the
Brawl contest. This picture just turns me on. Like, my boner has a boner right now. Look, right.
Yeah,
it's freaking amazing. Well, who made this?
Do we know?
This is definitely one of the best looking picks of the, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Is it almost going too far? I mean, how do you top this next match for Brawl?
Yeah, like next match, just reuse the same thing. Put Snake's face on there.
Yeah, Snake's face right in the middle. Boom.
Right. I'll see Snake on here, so I can put him up there.
I don't think Sonic's on here either, so you can maybe go that direction.
There we go.
With the advantages that it has over Melee. Wow. I mean, that was already going to be one of the bigger blowouts, and now, dang, that could be pretty gross.
Yeah, that's going to be ugly. Day match, too. It's not going to be pretty.
Oh, man.
This next match pick, I just love.
I love it. This is awesome.
I adore
Galaxy
it.
Galaxy going up against the Emerald version of Pokemon and going in entirely different direction, just this huge star that you just collected in Galaxy, filling up the whole screen, and Mario's in the background. You got the planet in the background. This is just awesome. Kool-Aid, don't you agree?
Like, when I see the Pokemon, I'm like, wait, is that dragon fighting a whale? What the hell is going on here? So I don't really know what that is, but I see Super Mario Galaxy, and I don't know if everybody knows, but I have, like, a super nerdy, like, adoration of Super Mario Galaxy. And I see the big Galaxy star, I'm like, freaky, yeah, look at this thing. It's freaking amazing. Look at Mario. You're so happy, the giant star over there. It just, it grabbed my attention. I'm like, holy crap, I need this game. I want this game to win. Vote for Super Mario Galaxy. Like, I made a couple of match picks. When I saw that picture, I got embarrassed. I was like, deleting them immediately. I felt bad. I'm like, my God, I got done up so badly. It's amazing. Don't you agree, old Blazer? Agree with me here.
Dude, totally. I mean, I have not been very high on the Wii. I've been a pretty outspoken Wii critic. But when I play the Super Mario Galaxy games, I have so much fun. It's like I'm a kid again. And that system should probably just be called, like, the Super Mario Galaxy console. That's what they should call it. It's basically made for this game, and this picture, like, encapsulates that perfectly. It's just, like, bam, blasting you in the face with platforming awesomeness. The star with, like, the two eyes. It's so iconic, those two eyes in Mario. The mushrooms have it and everything. It's
clouds. It's such a,
yeah, exactly. Everything's
got it.
Hills
have eyes, too.
Yeah, Mario. Oh, man, that was good. You know, Mario's, like, going back to form. He's not doing stupid baseball or tennis or golf games. This is Mario platforming, running around, jumping, getting stars, getting this gigantic star that's, like, the size of your house. And, yeah, it's just a great picture.
And that thing on the right with Pokemon does, my initial thought was beached whale.
Right. Like, in the rain. Like, the beach is, like, grass. Yeah.
I mean, in the rain,
grass,
on
like
the beach.
Sand at the beach.
I think its name, I think, because I played so much Brawl, I think its name is Kyogre. One of them is named Kyogre, either the red dragon or the whale, and I'm not sure what the other
one is.
We've
narrowed it down. We've narrowed it down to Kyogre.
Next up, we got Zelda TP against Dragon Age. Kind of got the Brawl factor going on here, don't you think, Yo Blazer?
A little bit. I certainly appreciate what the pick maker was trying to do by, you know, kind of inserting some of that more respect, kind of artistic appeal, maybe something like you'd find in Ico or Shadow of the Colossus for Zelda, because I think anybody who played Twilight Princess like probably liked that opening scene, and despite its flaws, there were some really, really great scenes. You know, so I appreciate the picture in that way. It's a fine pick, but if you want to make a strong pick, you got to focus up on Link. Like, this is not rocket science. You know, you take Link, you zoom the camera in as close as possible.
See, that's what I was thinking about, that the Soul Calibur 2 picture should have been, like, close up, like, Link's crotch area.
Yeah,
just like stuck with demolished Oblivion. Like, yeah. Holy shit! Look at Link's crotch. Click vote.
Dude, but yeah, this would be over.
I thought like it was kind of a cool idea, like to not focus on Link for, you know, once the change. I mean, I have no opinion of Dragon Age Origin thing. There's a hot girl and it's a guy about the rape her or something like that. I don't really know.
Oh,
but,
I didn't even notice.
Yeah,
look on his face. Yeah,
the giant black guy behind you. Watch out.
It does not look like a pleasant scene coming up.
But yeah, that's pretty much my opinion on it. I like there's no more Link, but yeah, you'll be able to say you need more Link to get votes. But it's not going to be trouble with Dragon Age Origins.
Yeah, I think this was the right choice for this round. Obviously, Zelda's not going to have any trouble, so you go the artistic route. I do like the Dragon Age pick, but it's just so dark. Zelda's so eye-catching. It just seems to really draw you over there. I think voters are going to swing in that direction. Next up,
speaking of contrast.
Yeah. Wow. Kingdom Hearts 2, all bright and shiny, and Disney against a big daddy getting blasted with a machine gun for BioShock over here. Wow. Which of these would you say has the advantage here, yo?
Absolutely impossible to answer that. They both look so great. I'm not sure we've seen a pick contrast this drastic since the last significant Big Daddy picture against NES. Like, it is just so extreme. These are two games that, you know, I think a lot of people really like. I love both of them. I'm still kind of deciding which one I'm going to vote for. In terms of who has the advantage, like, they both look so good. They both catch your eye. You've got the Big Daddy looking so ominous and intimidating, and I think for like a Western very recent character, gamers have really taken a shine to Big Daddy. I'm not exactly sure why, other than the fact that he's freaking awesome, so I like that. You know, so he looks great. The Kingdom Hearts guys, they're bright. You've got Donald, Goofy, Mickey there. They look great. You know, impossible to say which one has the advantage, so I say Kingdom Hearts 2 wins, you know, just as easily as it would have otherwise.
My personal theory is that in-girl but using a mod power to get Bioshock to victory somehow. So it'll be in a night match, nobody really paying attention. Some people's trying to hype up this Bioshock over Kingdom Hearts 2 hype train, and I'm with you on that. I hope it happens, though. I don't, you know, my bracket's going to hell at this point. But I mean, I think it's a really cool picture for both guys here. I don't know who made these. Let's just assume Ulti makes all the pictures at this point. But they're really cool. I like them a lot.
Compare that to the next match with Kingdom Hearts, and definitely a not as great pick, kind of blurry, and it's going up against, what do you know, another totally generic guy dressed for combat, M16. At least it is funny that he does appear to be zooming right in on Sora's forehead. Like, you can almost see the red dot there.
Let me just say that that Kingdom Hearts picture is actually from Kingdom Hearts 2 introduction. So oh, that's like a blurry capture Ulti guy.
Ulti!
He just said, yeah, it represents Kingdom Hearts. Shut up. So we got blurry Kingdom Hearts 2 is actually Kingdom Hearts 1 picture versus generic Modern Warfare sell a billion copies in like 5 days.
I don't know. I don't think either gets too much of an advantage here, and it probably should be the very easy Kingdom Hearts win we've all expected. Next up, trying for kind of the TJF factor here, two females going at it, Yuna in FFX against whoever that is from Borderlands.
I think it might be Lilith, but I'm not sure.
Lilith, yeah, that's it. What do you think there? Do you like the more artistic look that FFX is going, or the straight-up TJF that Borderlands is trying, yo?
I like the Final Fantasy X pick a lot. As somebody who played the game and really liked it, it does bear some kind of a little bit of significance with me. That's a great scene with, you know, Yona getting ready to do a little artistic dance and summon. I think, like you said earlier, this is the right time for these kind of match picks when the games are going to have no trouble whatsoever. But anybody who's played Final Fantasy X, anybody who likes Final Fantasy, they'll instantly recognize that pick and gravitate to it. It looks like, you know, Lilith's cleavage, at least, is covered up.
So go for it, and then you position it entirely wrong.
Exactly. So TJF is diminished by, I'm guessing, at least 63 or 64%, like in my humble estimation. So, yeah, it's going to be bad. Lilith almost has this look on her face, like she's looking at you, and she's saying, you're not going to vote for me, huh? You're not going to vote for me. So, no, Lilith, I am not going to vote for you.
Like, she's already been rejected there.
I have no like personal connection to either one of these games, but I'm so glad we get like FMV cutscene shot from Final Fantasy X. That's not Tia's looking like Meg Ryan. Finally.
Yes.
Finally. We get something that looks kind of cool, and the sunset and the Yuna standing on the water and all that. I mean, I have no personal connection to it, but I'm voting for Final Fantasy X because it looks cool, all right? Surprise.
Uh-oh, Snake's calling.
Colonel, what's going on?
It has to be every week. This has to happen. I apologize.
Otacon.
Have you updated your ringtone since last week? I don't remember that.
You should have answered and be like, you know, Colonel, what's going on?
It's my dad. He would have been like, Yusuf, there's something wrong.
I need scissors 6-1. Like, hang up. Just hang up the phone. Explain it to him later. I'm sorry, Dad. We're in a podcast.
Yeah. Whoops. I love that. Okay.
Did you get your CPA license yet? Working on it.
Next up is a match pick and a match that I know you two feel strongly about. Yo, Blazer, lead us into this one. It's Golden Sun against GTA San Andreas.
It is the final match pick of this current batch, and I am so glad we've been given an opportunity to discuss this one in-depthly because... Ah, damn it, there goes Snake. Do you guys hear that?
Yep.
Yes.
Because I think we could delve beyond just a dinky little poll between two video games on an internet website and really get to the heart of what makes GameFAQs GameFAQs. I'm very glad that we seem to have a very ethnically diverse panel today. We got a white guy, a black guy, a Middle Eastern guy. So we might be able to have a good little side discussion here, but... Kool-Aid, at the very start, I just want to ask you point blank, does San Andreas do better if it has a white guy on the front page, or does it do better if Golden Sun has a black guy on the front page?
If this was Grand Theft Auto, like Vice City, and Time for City was on there, he would have a better percentage. I know it sounds bad, I know it sounds wrong, but look at Golden Sun picture. He's like delivering the white people from the angry, evil black people and minorities from GameFAQs San Andreas. Hear me. Vote for me. I'm white. I am blonde. I have blue eyes. Vote for me, please. Like, oh, my God. I have to vote for this. keep this crazy minority away from me. Also, it's not CJ. We don't know how well that worked for Ness.
That's not even the main character?
That's not the main character. CJ is the main character. That guy, that's just some guy.
Wow.
Some guy in the game.
So
he's not even the main character. He's just like this art. You like in Grand Theft Auto 4, they got that woman like licking a lollipop or whatever. Well, yes. This is just some guy on the cover.
So as if it wasn't already bad enough, now somebody's trying to sabotage San Andreas on top of that.
Like,
wow.
Oh, KP made this picture, so blame him.
And he also made
the Golden Sun picture, so...
Mm-hmm. So he did them both?
He did them both.
I would not expect anything else, truly, really and truly.
This is exactly what we talked about in our talk with Exla. I said, what's going to happen when not only does Golden Sun get its new game right when this match pick is coming out, but you're going to have a black rapper going up against, you know, a white, spiky-haired anime RPG hero. He doesn't have a sword, but he appears to have some kind of magic power.
He looks Christ-like. Let's
rocks.
Just go ahead and say it. He looks Christ-like.
Look at
it.
He's the Messiah.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't imagine a bigger pick disadvantage than what we're seeing here, and it's just what I predicted, and this is one of the reasons that I ended up going with Golden Sun in my bracket. One of my bigger upsets. And after seeing this, I feel pretty good about it.
I think we need to get, like, Barrett from Final Fantasy VII in there, just so we can see the race effects in effect. So we can see, like, we get, like, 20% like, Tifa or whatever. Some people say, oh, no, this is SFL. I would say, no, this is race effects.
I just want you guys to know, I want you to think about when it's time to vote in this match. I want you to look at Golden Sun, and I want you to look at Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And I know you're going to vote for Golden Sun. I just freaking know it. But I don't want you to think about why you are going to vote for Golden Sun. I want you to think about why you're not going to vote for San Andreas. So you think about that, and then you apologize to me. And more importantly, you apologize to Kool-Aid. But more importantly, you apologize to me.
Kool-Aid, I know you had some strong thoughts about the name of the new Golden Sun game. Do you want to take us into that?
All right. It's called Golden Sun Dark Dawn, which I already see the final boss. We're going to be the Black Emperor. He will have rap music going on in the background. He will talk in slang terms in the text dialogue boxes. And then when he dies, there will be a voice clip that says, "My fight money!" And he falls over and he cries. And all the white people say, "Yes, we have saved the day from the evil Black Emperor." He says, "Don't you mean the Dark Empire?" He said, "No, shut up. I mean the Black Empire."
The Zions. Yeah, Golden Sun's going to win.
He's going to win by a lot. I'm sorry.
Should voters, let's say they get the streak going through all the week, should they bank on that Golden Sun San Andreas match, or should they just go for the gold and back the JRPG there? What do you think, yo?
300 years of this company's history. The Black Eyes won once a couple years ago. Go with Golden Sun.
All right, Kool-Aid?
Do you see that match picture? Golden Sun's going to win. Don't question this.
All right. I would still advise a bank there if you do have the full streak going. Which you should, assuming something really crazy doesn't happen in those 5 days in between. You should have a streak. I say bank because that has really turned into a toss-up between those two. All right, so that about does it for this week. And it's going to be an extra long wait before the next episode due to Thanksgiving and everything. So we're going to have plenty to talk about next week. So be sure to join us for that. I would definitely like to thank the man, Kool-Aid, for stopping by, having a fun talk with us here tonight.
Oh, no.
And, yo, as always, great time.
I think I might be forgetting something there, brother.
Oh, right. The segment. So we got our thank you set, and we'll just have one little segment, kind of a smaller one this week, that we'll just hop into before we head out. And here we go.
Hello.
Yo, Blazer, take it away.
Yes, yes, and welcome everyone to Infidel and Divine Prophet of the Week, the segment where we highlight the best and worst of the contest-related board happenings. And short week, so short segment this time around. Infidel, NG, you can breathe a sigh of relief because Black Turtle has reclaimed the lead. He is, I think this is the third Infidel of the Week award for Black Turtle for making some kind of a stupid Halo Smash Brothers comparison. I'll be honest, I wasn't paying that much attention. Ulti brought it to my attention, and Turtle apparently like sullied the holy name of Melee. Ulti got right on that, you know, gave me the link, and I tallied him in, booked him as the Infidel of the Week. And just so you guys know, like, insulting Melee is pretty much grounds for automatic Infidel of the Week. So Black Turtle, there you go, buddy. Hope you're happy. And Divine Prophet for the Week, Master Moltar, for a near-perfect, almost perfect 49.99%, as close as you could possibly get to perfect Oracle prediction on Devil May Cry 3 versus Metroid Prime. Not much that I could joke about there. Just a really, really awesome pick. So he gets the Divine Prophet nod for the week.
And my props for the week go to the entire site, at least those who compete in the Oracle. As Yo touched on earlier, it's been 7 matches in a row now where we've been in within 1% of nailing the final percentage. So Moltar getting close is very nice, but almost everyone is having really good rounds here. All right, and that does it. That's our final segment for this week. So join us again. Like I said, next week we'll have an extra long, extra fun episode, and bring in some fun guests for you once again. So be sure to join us for episode 10. Until then, this is Endgamer and the show signing out. Waiting for